And it is time for us to discover Austin. We check in with our Discover Austin office executive director, Nancy Schnabel, out and about this week and joining us from a distance, going all Bette Midler
from
on us,
distance,
I guess. Hey, Nancy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I am calling in from sunny Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
There we go.
I've got to ask you this because we haven't announced it on the air. I know that you've got your assistant with you, Chris.
Yes. So we are actually out here promoting the Austin area and the surrounding communities. As you know, our mission is to go outside of Austin to bring visitors into our community. And Chris P. Bacon is our newest mascot. And so we are out here at the Sioux Falls Travel and Vacation Show. We've got a booth out here. We were there last night. We'll be there till 9 o'clock tonight and all day tomorrow and Sunday promoting Austin. And Chris P. Bacon will be handing out Spam cookies as well as Spam Lays and all sorts of information on the Austin area. So super fun things going on out here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, promoting Austin.
I know you had been doing a bit of a contest asking for suggestions for names, and I hadn't heard we had picked an official one, and I just happened to see on one of the Discover Austin Facebook posts that Chris P. Bacon was going to be in Sioux Falls, and I was like, that is fantastic.
Nice, yes.
Yes, absolutely. We got a lot of very, very creative names. The Austin community really came out with a bunch of suggestions, and Chris P. Bacon was chosen just because it kind of fits the personality of the mascot, and it represents us well. So, yes, Chris P. Bacon is a happy little pig that has overhauls on, and then our logo is right in the chest area. And then out here in South Dakota, we actually have a hunting vest from the Governor's Pheasant Hunting Opener that Austin hosted. So Chris P. Bacon is actually a hunter this weekend. Wow. So having fun with it out here.
Cool. I'm just envisioning a real nice, like, Discover Austin big name badge that says Crispy Bacon on it. So everybody can see the name all the time.
You got to have fun with it and make it memorable, yes. And that's what people will remember about our community.
Definitely.
So, absolutely. Other things that are going on, I want everyone to mark their calendars for April 2nd. If you remember back in August of 2023, we had the John McGivern Main Street TV show come through our community. They did filming for about a week, and now they are allowing the Austin community to host a premiere showing before it's actually aired on PBS. And so on April 2nd, at the historic Paramount Theater, doors will open up at 5:30 for popcorn for purchase, and then the premiere showing will actually take place at 6 p.m. We've had some sneak peeks. They've given us some 15-second, 30-second clips, and it looks fantastic. And so really a good representation of all different areas of the Austin community. And then it will actually air on PBS on April 4th, but if you want that sneak peek of the full episode, meet us at the Paramount on April 2nd.
Yeah, kind of a premiere showing there, if you will, there at the Paramount, and I'm sure there may be beverages available as well with the popcorn.
Absolutely, and candy.
Okay, there
we go. The concession stand will be open, so hope to fill the Paramount, pack those seats with the Austin community so you can really see how amazing it is and what fun we have promoting the community. And then on April 4th, they will actually do the promotions for us as it's live on their episode. So,
and John McGivern, I can't remember the young lady's name that's with him. The two of them just have so much fun going around. I've seen plenty of outtakes of other shows they did. They did a really good one in the community of Red Wing recently as well. And they just get really silly when they do this.
And that's what makes it fun. So John and Emmy just kind of, they bounce back and forth off of each other with cute little puns and really just bring to life that fun sense of humor when you're talking about all things.
Yeah, so check it out. That's going to be on Tuesday, April 2nd, 6 o'clock. The program will begin. It's only, a 30-minute episode?
It is a 30-minute episode with commercials. It should be about 20, 22, 26 minutes, something like that. But so we won't take your whole night. Just come for, the popcorn and then that 30-minute video.
Yeah, And I did have an opportunity to watch the episode. It's really well done. It's good. They had a big segment on the Institute and on food you can find around town. They had to go over and get a made right, and they were out at the Nature Center and just kind of all over. They had a good time.
Absolutely. Like I said, they did a nice job kind of hitting all different aspects of the community. I know they talked about our sports and our arts and our agriculture and our river. And so, yeah, it's really nicely done, and I can't encourage people enough to stop out and see that. It is a free premiere showing as well, obviously popcorn for purchase. But if you just want to come in and take a quick sneak peek of the episode, you are more than welcome to do that.
And like you said, 25 minutes or so, episode will be done. So you're not taking up the whole night. It'll just be a nice quick visit, and then tell your friends, neighbors, relatives around the country to check out John McGivern's Main Streets. Check your local listings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So also another thing I want to bring up this week, we are having a lot of visitors come into the Austin community. Riverland will be having the EMS fire training out at the campus as well. That brings in between 300 and 350 people to our community who need that training every year. And so we're super excited to welcome them. Also on the other side of Riverland Community College, they will be having a convention for the Phi Beta Kappa, and so that will bring in a little over 100 people as well. So it's going to be busy in Austin this week. Some of them arrive on Wednesday, some arrive on Thursday and Friday. So if you see those visitors, please welcome them into the Austin area.
You know, and that's an important point when you talk about visitors to a community. You know, we see like hockey tournaments and things. When you see these folks, let them know you appreciate the fact that they're here, and ask if they have any questions or things you can help point out and get them in the right direction, even if it's, you know, what would you suggest for dinner? I mean, they love to hear that, and the more welcome we make them feel, the more often they'll come back.
Absolutely, and we know when we travel into other communities, kind of getting that local flair, that local connection, definitely makes the experience better, and it truly does have the economic impact. I know we talked with the state last week about how tourism really does a positive economic impact for our community, and every time those visitors come in, they eat in our restaurants, they buy gas at our gas stations, they do some shopping, they stay in our hotel, and ultimately everybody wins.
All right, Nancy Schnabel from the Discover Austin office joining us for our Discover Austin report. Nancy, safe travels to you as you get back from Sioux Falls, and say hi to all the folks that stop by.
All right, sounds great. Thanks so much.
Say hi to Chris P. Bacon
for
us.
Yes, I will have pictures of Chris P. Bacon on the Discover Austin Facebook page, so be sure to check that out as well.
All right, thanks, Nancy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.